Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
He's calling the Dodgers and Braves for ESPN. Bukshambi joining us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line here on the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Boog, as always, a pleasure having you on the program. This has been a slow series. Not a lot to call for you. So how you holding up?
Oh, my gosh. Has it been fun? It's been really great. I will say this as well. The crowd was great the first two games, and that was a cool part of it. But just tight games and a lot of fun and really cool seeing, you know, the Braves dig in and show a lot of grit.
And there's nothing better in sports than looking back and calling somebody dumb after something does work out, because you really have a lot of second guessing going on, and we're only two games into this whole thing.
Yeah. You know what? It's funny. I think that I kind of try and stay in a world that's a little more nuanced, you know, like, I just think, you know, look, I you could sit there and say, you know, why do you use Urias? And I get it, but I'd also say, you know, when you're talking about matching up, like, you know, Grotterol throws a bazillion, but his ERA was over four this year. There was a reason he wasn't a huge part of their bullpen all season, and he's a righty. So, you know, this – look, the Giants played their way to 107 wins by taking advantage of platoon splits. And so, you know, if it's not Urias, then it's Justin Brule. And people would have gone bananas if he had gone given it up, because people would have been like, wow, he just was on this roster. You know, I understand the second guessing. I don't. Like, that's not it. The Dodgers got to get hits with men in scoring position, and they got to sequence their hits better.
Yeah, I said this last week. My tongue went firmly through my cheek. I'm glad it's the other guy having to talk about what they're unhappy about two games into the series. And, boy, they're listing things now.
Yeah, I mean, they're a good team. I'd be surprised if they didn't get back into the series. I'd be surprised if we didn't come back to Atlanta. I look at it and this is a good Braves team that's playing really well right now. So I've been thoroughly entertained by this.
Bukshambi calling the Braves and Dodgers for ESPN Radio with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. You talked about the crowd being into it. We mentioned it earlier. I guess when you look at everything the Braves have been through this year, there's just something different about this team that makes them more rootable. Do you get that sense nationally as well?
I don't know about that. It's funny. You know, normally I feel like I come in and I have my finger on the pulse. Locally, people have said that to me, you know, a bunch, that this team is more likable, or that the fans have connected with this team more. I can't really comment with you on that. I wouldn't say it nationally. I mean, look, it's always going to be more fun when you got guys, you know, hitting the ball 7,000 feet while they're wearing a pearl necklace. I think that's always going to get, get more headlines, and people are going to be like, well, that's kind of fun. So, but I don't know, you know, relative to the last 3 years that they won the East, you know, relatively speaking, how much locally people like or connected with this team as opposed to this year. Uh-oh, what's going on? Is there a fire alarm here?
Well, it's
it wasn't me,
safe.
Guys. I'm just telling you. Yeah, I'm fine.
Stop pulling pranks. Bukshambi with us. Yeah. Hopefully he doesn't have to run for cover with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Everything good?
What's happening? I'm just sitting here. Yeah. There's a big buzzer. Run away from the buzzer. How's that?
Okay.
Well, do your best.
Right by me. Hey, stand by.
Live radio at its finest, folks.
Yeah, it is. There we go.
Well, I guess it goes along with the theme of this series. It's been a series of bizarre moments. If you can hear us, you look at Freddie Freeman, 0-for-8 in the series, 7 straight strikeouts, and yet here the Braves, somehow, some way, 12 strikeouts last night. They find themselves with a 2-0 series lead. I guess that's postseason baseball summed up. You never know who's going to step up.
Yeah, I mean, it is. That's the whole point, is that it's like in a short series – you know, the value of a single player, like the best player, is less. Because, I mean, I know it's seven straight strikeouts, but like Freddie does go 0-for-8, like, and he's, you know, can still be great, but it's just the sequence of when it happens. And so, yeah, it's one of the things that's fun. And all of a sudden, you know, a guy like Eddie Rosario steps up and has big at bats, and it makes it, yeah, really cool. And I still think that Freddie's going to come up with a big hit in this series. That would be my guess.
I can tell you the other day, Brian Snicker was asked about Eddie Rosario leading off, and he basically dropped a why not. And that's what's kind of great about October. I mean, I can give you a whole bunch of details why I did this and why I did that, but this is what I'm going with, and we'll find out if it works tonight. The other thing, Boog, have you ever seen as many 59-footers as I think we're seeing these days, which maybe in turn means the stolen base might have a chance to come back?
All right, so a couple of things. One is, for sure, I mean, I think the 59-footers, I think we've been seeing it for a while. I think it's a great point. I think it ties into the sticky stuff. Yeah. I think when they're using the sticky stuff, you saw it then too. Now that they're not, but they're really trying to spin the baseball. So that's one of the things. And then as far as the stolen base, I would say this. I think what's going to be interesting in the coming year or two is to see what's the response in terms of the inefficiency. This year, Major League Baseball average stolen base success rate was 76%. That's the highest in the modern era. It's the highest it's ever been. So, like, for the most part, you guys, when we grew up, it was usually in a 70, 72% range was about league average, and break-even point was about that. But it's 76% now. So, you know, the stolen bases are available. And part of that mainly is because – not mainly. Part of that is in part because watch Travis d'Arnaud. What's Travis d'Arnaud trying to do? He's trying to frame a pitch. He is set up on one knee so that he can steal strikes. That is his priority. And teams have done the math on there's more value that way. I'm interested to see if down the line we find ourselves at a spot where teams try and get their pitchers to go faster, or you see the catchers change their stances, or are you going to see more teams try and steal bases? I think it is interesting, but it's pretty clear, you know, stolen bases are available. It's not like the Dodgers or a team that stole a ton of them this year, but they stole it, I think, at about 79%.
I don't know how many minor league games you did or how many spring training games you did. Let's go to spring training. At least with all these pitching changes, you know who these guys are as opposed to a spring training game. But it has a little bit of a spring training feel, does it not, with this many guys getting the ball?
Yeah, no doubt. But, I mean, I just watched the Giants and the Dodgers. Remember that. So, you know, the Giants are the team that's sort of taken the baton in terms of their injuries and gone with the opener. Yeah, I mean, it's matchup to matchup to matchup. And it's just where it is. Like, it's what you know, teams do now. I wouldn't say that's what the Braves do, but that's what they did last night, and they did it. So it worked because they had to, but it is what more and more teams do. That's for sure.
Boog Sciambi with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Obviously, Walker Buehler, the guy you want on the mound tomorrow, but the veteran presence of Charlie Morton, this is why he was signed. This is why he's in this situation, to go on the road and try to put one of those nails in the coffin.
Yeah, I love Charlie Morton. I mean, I remember I was here when Charlie Morton was a baby, and now he's back, and he's old guy. He's old man River now. His career has had such a neat progression to it in terms of, you know, he left. He found, you know, certainly more than a modicum of success in kind of impersonating Roy Halladay, and really going hard two-seam fastball and that mechanical change to look like Doc Holliday and the slot. But then, you know, when he landed in Houston, the biggest thing is throw your breaking ball. You got a good breaking ball, throw your breaking ball. And that's the thing that I think has led him in the second part of his career. Again, I think for a game three spot, like having Charlie Morton start for you, man, that's pretty darn good. So, I mean, I think he'll have his work cut out for him. You know, you still got to remember this is a really good lineup. And I think, you know, the more games they play, the more likely the Dodgers will play like the Dodgers is I think the way it usually works out. So we'll see.
Yeah, Boog, the last one, I don't know if you had a chance to read or hear postgame. Max Scherzer said his arm was dead. You know, I think it's his 37-year-old guy, arm dead, with Charlie Morton going tomorrow, where it should be, like, literally Charlie Morton pitching tomorrow night. That's a really interesting dynamic, not just for last night, but going forward.
Totally agree. Yeah. You can't have Max Scherzer going out there. Here's the other part about it that's amazing. I mean, I've watched, you know, all of his starts in the playoffs, and in his dead arm start, he allowed 2 runs on 1 swing and 4 1/3, and he was terrible in the wild card game, and he allowed 1 run on 4 1/3. That's how good that dude is. You know what I mean? Like, when he's bad, it's 2 runs and 4 1/3. So, but I totally concur. Like, for the Dodgers, you have to think that if the Dodgers are going to come back and win the series, part of the formula is going to be Max Scherzer absolutely shoving in one of these starts, and it wouldn't appear right now like that's especially likely if his arm feels dead.
All right, Boog, after that alarm scare, it's good to know you're safe. Appreciate you coming on. Safe travels.
Hopefully I don't know what happened. I wonder if it was me.
It could have been. You could have tripped an alarm of some sort, but you're safe.
I had that effect.
Yes, believe me, I understand.
Please don't take this the wrong way. I hope I don't see you in Atlanta this upcoming weekend.
I get it. Good to see you, though.
It was good to see you. Do you have the World Series?
I do not. Dan Schulman has the World Series, so I will be done at the end of this. But I'm looking forward to calling it, and love talking to you guys. I understand you don't want to see me again.
Yes,
but I think you're going to see me again. How's that?
Calling a shot. Boog Sciambi is on the record.
Call him a shot.
Well, if you come back through time, we'll talk again.
Sounds good.
And if not, stay the hell away. We'll see you in the spring. All right, Boog.
See you, Boog. Boog Sciambi with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right. You can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.